Tribute. Marcy Lane by Liz Taylor.
Well, I've been dreading this moment all week, but I can hear Marcy in my ear saying, do it anyway. Self-help book in one hand and glass of wine in the other. So, here goes. It should only ever have been one person standing here delivering this eulogy, and that, of course, is Aidan. But Aidan, as you know, can't be present today. If there's anybody here who didn't meet Aidan, you will most definitely have heard of him. You couldn't know Marcy and not have heard of Aidan, the golden boy, the light of Marcy's life. Marcy's defining role, a surprise to her as much to anyone else, has been to be a mum. I've never seen anyone relish motherhood quite like our party girl, but then you all know this, and we'll have already heard her referred to as this anyway. So I want to give you something new. Marcy and I fell out and didn't speak for a couple of weeks, a few years ago. This was fairly typical of us, by the way, but this time I'd been really critical, and I knew I'd overstepped the mark. At the time, I wrote her this email, and I'd like to read it to you now. Dear Marcy, this is the email I should have sent you 2 weeks ago and that I will read out at your surprise 40th birthday party. Well, you know you'll definitely have one. I will have to edit it so people don't realise what a horror bag I am, but here goes. I know I should get the apology bit up front, but I am struggling to bring myself to voice my shame. You know nobody has the right to comment on other people's childcare choices, don't you? Especially not those of their nearest and dearest. But you do know that, don't you? And you do know that I think you're an amazing mum. And I'm so, so very sorry. I've thought about those drunken words all week and I wish that they could be unsaid. You've been very much on my mind, and this is what I really think of you. This is the bit for the 40th coming up now. You may not think I need you, but I really do. So yes, you've done my head in over the years, and I know I've done yours in too. But I also know that I will always have you in my life, my lovely friend. You are the most warm-hearted, generous person, and I love and admire your honesty, integrity, and your massive collection of high-heeled shoes. The scrumptious, flawed, dynamic wonder that is Marcy Ann Lane is an absolute privilege to know. I've been able to turn to you many times, and you've put your practical head on and helped me to sort things out. But you've also sat and cried with me too. On those dark days, you have quite literally taken on and absorbed my pain. And it's been then I've known that there really isn't anyone quite like you. My heart knows you, Marcy. You are mine. Well, on a lighter note, you are also very good fun to be around at parties. And I can talk to you about any old crap and pick up tips on jeans. I love your ambition. I love your spirit. I love the fact you get drunk, would still smoke if you get away with it. And you always, always, no matter what, have your full makeup on. What an absolute star you are. So I'll keep hold of this email and you will get the highlights in a speech one day, and I will be so proud to deliver it. Thank you for being my friend all those years ago. There's nothing left unsaid now. I love you and I know you love me. And that is what I should have read out 3 years ago. She did have that party, by the way. Of course she did. You all probably know, and it wasn't a surprise. She and Aidan helped me to plan it, but then she wouldn't have had it any other way. I wish I had read it aloud then and had the opportunity to look her in the eye as I read it instead of this way. After the fact, when the special guest has gone home. And that's how I choose to see it. Marcy's gone home now with Aidan. Most of you will view the events of recent weeks with shock and possibly with some horror. Please don't. As I said at the beginning, Marcy saw her main role in life as being a mum. And so with Aidan gone, this day was inevitable. Many of us gathered here just over a fortnight ago and watched Marcy say her goodbye with grace and dignity, but with also unbearable sorrow. What did any of us could possibly expect would happen next? She once said to me that if anything happened to Aidan, she would lose her status. She would be nothing in this world. After all, you can be a widow, a divorcee, or indeed an orphan, but there is no word for a person who has lost their only child. It is simply too awful to contemplate. The critical thing to remember is that Marcy faced up to her worst fear. She didn't run away. She braved those futile days after the crash. She took responsibility and gave permission for Aidan's life support to stop, and she cradled him until he breathed his last breath. And then she buried her beloved boy and made sure all was taken care of. This very last act was her choice and one not taken lightly, but for her, it was the only choice. She was, right to the end, a very brave and heroic woman. We all get it, Marcy. We understand and we salute you. In Aidan's words, the best mum in the world.